This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm feeling it. I am feeling it. Ben, give it to me. Give it to me, Ben.
Yes.
Inject it into my veins. Yes, here we go. Here we go. Welcome in, everybody.
This is my favorite spiritual song.
Welcome in, everybody, on a Wednesday. Pain of
12 Pendergast. And 11.
Give it
That's
to
right.
Us,
the first number is bigger than the second
That's
one.
That's right, man.
Hardcore
right.
sports fans know what that means. Winning record.
Winning record for the Stros, baby, for the first time since the first week of the season. Let's do
since
this.
1927.
First time since 1927. 12-11, man, after last night. Took the Blue Jays to the woodshed again.
We're living in Fat City, Houston.
They're beating some good pitchers in this little stretch here. Chris Bassett had been awesome this year.
I got to find out who the color commentator is for the Blue Jays because he's hilarious.
I'll find out for you.
He was disgusted with he was describing that first inning where, you know, the Astros, you know, they got some soft contact profit there.
Continue. I got to find out if this is their TV guy or their radio guy.
He was indignant at all the soft contact. And I felt like it was a little insulting to Altuve, who Altuve did hit. It was a really hard hit ball to first base that got past Will Wagner. But yeah, largely there were a lot of bloops that went the Astros' way yesterday, which helps when you're a team that routinely also loads up the bases and does nothing with it.
Yeah.
So I don't mind. I make no excuses for them profiting off of soft contact when they do at least put themselves in position for grand slams quite regularly.
Yeah, they do. They've got to be the only Major League Baseball team, the Astros, whose cleanup hitter gets on base the first two at-bats with little squibbers in the infield.
Yeah.
Take that,
yeah.
Baseball. We're changing the game. We're putting our speedy infield single ground ball dude at cleanup, and we ain't even apologizing for it.
And we're also, as a fan base, really rapidly turning towards one that dreads seeing the bases loaded.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, oh, crap, the bases are loaded.
We're really bad with the bases loaded.
Oh, and there's one out. That's it. All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, their TV color commentator is Buck Martinez.
Oh, okay.
Older guy, was a catcher in the big leagues for a long time.
Yeah,
now, their radio guy. I thought their radio guy is Chris LaRue, who's hilarious. Some of their commentary for their radio team has wound up on the internet at times.
Yeah.
And I've been like, I like this crew right here. This is a good crew, this Chris LaRue guy for Toronto.
The radio play-by-play guy also says oot. That's an oot for Altuve.
Tip of the hat to the Canadians. I like it. So 5-1.
That means
last
out.
Yeah.
I'm bilingual.
Yeah,
I speak Canadian
translate
English
for people.
So and American English.
We're in Texas, man. So the Astros are 12-11. Haven't even looked at the standings because it's not relevant right now. Just start winning baseball games, and that's what they're doing. Four out of their last five, two in a row. Again, they go for three in a row. The unprecedented mountaintop of three in a row tonight. A little bit of an early start, 6:40 start, which gives us a little bit of room in between that and the Rockets game, which is later on. So tonight's a good sports night, man. Astros going for the sweep, and we got a little game two action with the Rockets and the Warriors. Nice Wednesday night for us.
Astros are in the wild card right now.
They are? If the season ended today, we would be dancing in the postseason.
That huge, huge win that put them into a winning record puts them a half game ahead of the Toronto Blue Jays.
The aforementioned. I like it. Big story last night, I guess, from this game would be you got a really good start from Ronel Blanco. This was great to see. Blanco was excellent last year for most of the season, had his little hiccups along the way. But at this juncture of the season last year, he was their only good pitcher. You know, their record this time of year, their record through 23 games last year was 6-17. 12-11 feels like we're getting ready to start the ALCS or something like that. And Blanco pitched into the seventh inning last night, which he hasn't come close to doing this season. Yeah. That was really, really good to see.
And when I try to be a really annoying baseball fan who acts like nothing ever matters in the present moment, I remind myself that, all right, that they're not going to all hit below 200 for the entire season.
Right.
The offensively, it really can't be any worse than it had been at the start of the season. Nope. And yet here they sit with a winning record. Yeah. So I've tried real hard not to be over alarmed by the poor hitting, but as long as the pitching can sustain, because they're one of the best pitching staffs in the league right now, that these things will balance out.
I feel like of the things that make the three things that you look at with a baseball team: offense, defense, and pitching. The thing that's the most variable, fluctuating, witchcraft stuff that just you go through phases and you just know it's going to come back is the offense. They're pitching well and their defense is pretty good too. Like, those things feel more sustainable. You're absolutely right. Like, I jotted this down when Yiner got a hit last night. I'm like, okay, that looks like the Yiner we saw all last year. Like, if honestly, even if just two of these guys that are hitting below or around 200 right now start hitting a little bit, and the pitching and the defense hold up the way it has, which I expect it to, they're going to win this division. You know, like, it's not a great division. Hell, it's not a great league right now, the American League. It's very jumbled and cluttered, and you know, the Yankees losing Garrett Cole before the season or early in the season, whatever it was. Like, there have been things that have brought the good teams back to the pack a little bit. So I'm optimistic about this. Here was Joe Espada last night on the performance of Ronel Blanco.
Yeah, you know what I thought today, like, stuff wise has been his best all season. Fastball up to 96. The depth on his slider was great, and he used more his curveball to get quick outs in the first couple of innings. I thought his stuff was outstanding. He pounded the zone. He was efficient. That was a strong performance by Ronel Blanco.
Ronel Blanco and Christian Walker. Those are the two big stories from last night for me.
Yeah, and Blanco,
Walker's three for three. Yeah, go ahead.
I started getting a little tired of his off-season preparation being different as an excuse. He usually plays in the Dominican during Winter League, and he didn't do that this year. At the team prodded him not to play because, hey, he's a starter now. You gotta sustain yourself for a long season. I was getting to the point where I was like, okay, was part of the did he suck in winter ball? Mm-hmm. I don't was having a six plus ERA part of his preparation, because you've been through spring training, you've been through the first part of the regular season. His changeup, which had been a strength, had just been a mess for him. And yeah, whatever it took and however tweaking his offseason preparation may have affected him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time, and it looks like he's getting back on track.
Yeah. Christian Walker, three hits last night. He'd been moved down in the order. Pena's been batting cleanup the last few days. It would have been interesting. DiCenzo did not get the start last night like Espada had said he would two nights ago. DiCenzo was their offensive star in the 7-0 win to open this series. But he jammed a thumb sliding into one of the bases that night, so they chose to sit him out last night. So Christian Walker played. Would have been interesting to see where they were going to plug DiCenzo into the lineup there. I can't imagine Walker's sitting two nights in a row, given that he's their highly paid first baseman who's been batting cleanup every night, every day since the start of the season.
Well, so, you know, Stat Nerd Seth would tell you, any idiot knows that Christian Walker's ex-Wobocon had been one of the best in his career now.
What is ex-Wobocon? I hear that all the time.
No, whatever, Sean. Okay, for the people who don't know.
Yeah.
Expected weighted on base on contact. That's what it is.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's hitting the ball hard. It's one of those advanced stats that when you do make contact, where's it going? How hard does it hit?
Yeah.
We know he's been making hard contact and he's been swinging hard. It's not all just bad luck. He's had a lot of strikeouts too.
Yep.
But he is one of those guys that there are a lot of things you could point to and say, all right, it's not as bad as the numbers look. He's got to figure some things out, but it started to come back around.
I get distracted with ex-Wobocon because it has the word bacon in it, and it gets me hungry when I see it.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Especially I didn't eat today, so yeah.
You know what Statner and Seth would also tell you?
I can't get enough of Statner and Seth.
Remember when Statner and Seth was trying to tell you that, hey, sure, Yiner is 0 for 33 or whatever he was at one, or 2 for 33.
Yeah.
His pitch framing had been really, really good. Yeah. He's back down in the basement on pitch framing.
Is he? Okay.
You can only have one.
Okay.
He can either be good at framing pitches as a catcher, or he can hit the baseball. You have to choose.
I choose hit the baseball, but I have a feeling you sneaky want him to just be a good pitch framer.
I do. I want to be able to come in and rail against all of the dullards who don't care about pitch framing.
Yes. Texts are coming in early. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Last night felt like the complete Stros. Big left on base numbers and still winning is a great place to be. That's from Irwin. Well,
the other part, too, is Jeremy Pena is making these jump throws look almost routine. It's once per game. He's leaping 3 feet in the air and just seamlessly transferring the ball and getting the ball to first place to where it looks like it's no big deal. And you remind yourself, oh, yeah, they got to have that. Paredes had a really nice throw to first.
Yeah, he did.
They've got to have that if the offense isn't going to come up in the clutch.
Well, and if the pitcher, like Ronel Blanco was pitching to contact last night. He only struck out three guys.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, some of those choppers. Both those plays were on soft contact.
Yeah.
The Paredes one and the bat. Not to mention that bloop to right center where Jeremy Pena narrowly avoided seven other defensive players.
Well,
I don't even know. They feel like the entire infield and outfield was out there trying to catch that ball.
Think about that description. Without seeing the play, Jeremy Pena and Cam Smith, your right fielder, almost ran into each other.
I was like, wait a second. Okay, I think that's Brendan Rodgers. And we've got a Jake Meyers in the situation as well.
Dude. I thought
he
did
have four players converging on the ball, and in right center, the shortstop is the guy who
catches a juggling catch. Yeah. It confused Callis. Callis thought it bounced and hit the ground because the ball squirted up in the air. Like, oh, he caught that. Yeah.
It was like trying to be the eyewitness at a car crash, at a seven-car car crash, where you're like,
Thank God it wasn't.
The Ford Fiesta was careening out of control.
Cam Smith and Jeremy Pena closing on each other. That happened, I can't remember when it was. Last couple of years, there was a play in left field. Astro fans will remember seeing it because it was harrowing. It was like watching a car crash where Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez ran into each other, like smack dab into each other in left field. And just both of them were splattered on the ground. And as I'm watching that play last night, I'm going, not again, not again, not with Cam Smith.
It was scary, man.
Because you couldn't
process it. It really was way more human beings than there should have been.
That play was as encouraging as any with Cam Smith in right field that he's made where he's actually catching the ball. Because that was incredible self-awareness for him to just kind of look up and go, this is Jeremy's ball. Like, the angle we were watching it at on TV made it look like a crash was inevitable, when in fact, Cam Smith had kind of bowed out at just the right time of it. Cam Smith's played a good right field for this team, man. He had some good catches last night again. He covers so much ground out there.
His upside is really, really good.
Yeah.
You try to not put too many expectations or pressure on a guy who's so young and has so little experience. But, man, everything about him and the way he operates just feels like that classic, the baseball player that's just calm, cool, and collected, steady as she goes. He's going to take the highs and the lows with the same approach. It's fun to watch him develop.
You can see like the mental part and the – the just how he handles things, listening to interviews, you can see why Dana Brown thought he was ready for this, you know, when you kind of watch him operate. All right, that was fun last night, man. It's nice having the Stros winning again. That's good. Four out of their last five. All right, to the Texans we go. Draft Nuggets. We ridiculed a draft nugget from Schefter yesterday. Does this one from Albert Breer have a little more teeth to it? And how would we feel if this is the direction the Texans are going in the draft? You won't want to miss this. We'll get to that coming up next.